Long ago, in a poultry yard, one dull November morn, beneath a motherly soft wing, a little goose was born, who straightway peeped out of the shell to view the world beyond, longing at once to sally forth and paddle in the pond. "Oh, be not rash," her father said, a mild Socratic bird. Her mother begged her not to stray with many a warning word. But little Goosey was perverse and eagerly did cry, "I've got a lovely pair of wings, of course I ought to fly." In vain parental cacklings, in vain the cold sky's frown, ambitious Goosey tried to soar, but always tumbled down. The farmyard jeered at her attempts. The peacock screamed, "Oh, fie! You're only a domestic goose, so don't pretend to fly." Great Cockadoodle from his perch crowed daily loud and clear, "Stay in the puddle, foolish bird. That is your proper sphere." The ducks and hens said one and all, in gossip by the pool, "Our children never play such pranks. My dear, that fowl's a fool." The owls came out and flew about, hooting above the rest. "No useful egg was ever hatched from transcendental nest." Good little goslings at their play and well-conducted chicks were taught to think poor Goosey's flights were naughty, ill-bred tricks. They were content to swim and scratch, and not at all inclined for any wild goose chase in search of something undefined. Hard times she had, as one may guess, that young aspiring bird, who still from every fall arose, saddened but undeterred.